Hello, and welcome to another episode of Just Ask AI, the podcast where we explore the clever ways artificial intelligence can make our digital lives smoother, smarter, and occasionally a little more whimsical. I'm Herman Poppleberry, your donkey host, broadcasting from just outside the old city of Jerusalem, where my brother Corn, the world's most patient sloth, occasionally wakes up just in time for tea. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's building a podcast automation workflow in Ape Men. He's using AI-generated text and turning it into speech with a text-to-speech API. Right now, he's using an affordable TTS service, but he's discovered that Gemini, the AI model from Google, is piloting a new TTS API with stunningly natural voices. Even better, it's free for now, and you can guide the tone and style with a prompt, almost like directing an actor. That's powerful. But here's the catch. Free services often come with limits. Maybe Daniel hits a daily cap, or the API is temporarily down, or Gemini decides to end the pilot. When that happens, he doesn't want his podcast pipeline to crash. He wants graceful fallback logic, so if Gemini says no, the workflow automatically switches to his backup TTS engine. So how do you build that in Ape Men? Let's walk through it. NN is a powerful open-source workflow automation tool that lets you connect different services using nodes. Each node performs an action, like calling an API, processing data, or making a decision. The key to fallback logic is using what's called error handling or conditional routing. Here's how you can set it up. First, structure your workflow so the primary TTS request goes to Gemini. Use an HTTP request node configured to hit Gemini's TTS API endpoint. You'll need to include your API key, the text to synthesize, and any voice or style prompts you want to pass along. Now, here's the important part. In NN, every node has a continue on fail option. By default, if a node fails, say Gemini returns a 429 too many requests or a 401 unauthorized, the workflow stops. But if you enable continue on fail on the Gemini TTS node, the workflow won't halt. Instead, it will proceed to the next step, but with an error flag. After the Gemini node, add a switch node. This node evaluates conditions and routes the workflow down different paths. You'll configure it to check whether the previous node failed. In NN, you can access the execution status using the expression keta.json --error. If that exists, the Gemini call failed. So set up two branches in the switch node, one for success, no error, and one for failure, error present. The success path goes straight to saving or publishing the audio file. The failure path routes to your backup TTS service. Maybe it's another HTTP request node, pointing to your original affordable API. Once the backup node generates the audio, both paths can converge into a final node, say a Google Drive upload or an RSS feed update. So no matter which TTS engine was used, the output is handled the same way. You can even add logging. Use a set node or a debug node to record which service was used so you can monitor how often fallbacks occur. That helps you decide later whether to upgrade your Gemini access or adjust your workflow. One pro tip, consider adding a delay or retry mechanism before falling back. Sometimes APIs fail temporarily due to network glitches. You could use a function node to implement a simple retry loop. Try Gemini up to two more times with a short delay and only fall back if all attempts fail. That makes your workflow even more resilient. Also, keep an eye on Gemini's API documentation.
Since it's in pilot, the endpoints and parameters might change. Set up a notification, maybe an email or a Slack message, using NN's integrations so you're alerted if something breaks unexpectedly. Now, a bit of friendly caution. While Gemini's TTS sounds amazing now, free tiers can vanish or change. Relying on them for critical workflows is like building your dream house on a cloud. It looks great, but you might want a solid foundation underneath. That's exactly why fallback logic isn't just smart, it's essential. And speaking of foundations, Korn once tried to build a treehouse using only dandelion fluff and optimism. It lasted approximately 17 seconds. We now keep a toolbox in the garden just in case. So, to recap, use continue on fail on your primary TTS node, route crew a switch node based on error status, and direct failures to a backup TTS service. Test it by temporarily disabling your API key or simulating an error so you know it works when it really matters. If you're curious about NN expressions or want to see a template for this workflow, check the show notes. There's a great community forum on the NN website with examples of fallback patterns. Thanks for the question, Daniel. Building resilient systems is half the fun of automation. And remember, in tech, as in life, always pack a backup carrot. This has been Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppleberry, reminding you that even the most advanced AI can't replace a good plan and a slightly sleepy sloth who believes in you. Until next time, stay curious.